but that was when I ruled the world.
It's Coldplay, Viva La Vida on Quinny's Best Variety Mix 97. It is 8:36 with the Mix Morning Crew. Lately, I don't know if it's just me, but listening to the local news, we're hearing lots of online predators stories where they're out, these guys, seems predominantly men, luring young kids online.
And it's scary because it makes you think you can't trust anyone.
Well, you're right on. And we have with us a guy that's an online expert. He's been at this for a while now, and he's a friend of the show. We welcome Mix Nation's Matt Richardson to the show. Good morning. Good to see you. Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year, and thank you for having me, Sean and crew.
Matt's been involved now with online safety. You've worked with the Safety Village here in Belleville. You're visiting area schools and throughout the province. You're also working now with Belleville Minor Hockey. Education is key for this. And I know there's parents driving to work this morning right now, or the kids to school. They're going to turn the radio up. Boy, we're hearing these stories all the time. What the hell is going on?
Well, and you know, with the, it's certainly, there's always been predatory individuals in society, like going back for the past decades. What really is the new part is social media and the internet give them the ability, them, the predatory adults, the opportunity to connect with dozens and dozens of young people from the ease of their phones and computers at home without even having to leave their house. So unlike back in the days before the internet, they'd have to go out, they'd have to meet young people, and then over a period of time, yeah, groom them in person. It took a lot more effort and a lot more risk, where today it's certainly that part of it swung in their favor, where they have ready and convenient and easy access to far, far greater numbers of young people than in years past.
So what should parents, I wish we had more time for this conversation, but just a couple of quick things that parents could do to educate themselves on how far and how fast technology works.
With the technology part, one thing I like to tell audiences is, breathe. You already know more than you think you know. In fact, you most likely know everything you need to know to be safe, keep your kids safe. As far as the technology part, that's the part that seems to scare people or put them off the most. I say breathe, take it easy, keep it simple. Number one, I always hear this. How can you keep up with dozens and dozens of apps and games? You can't. Nobody can. I can't. It's my job. Keep it simple. Here's how you do this. Three. My child, when he comes of age, I'll let him pick three apps, which I will vet first, make sure that they are safe. I can learn three, and I can keep up with three. I can't keep up with 30. The second thing that I do with it is I call it coffee Google. So how do I keep up? I don't have like a fancy Tony Stark Super Jarvis computer at home. Mm-hmm. I work from home, and I'm a dad with two young kids and a dog and a crazy busy house. When I get 5 minutes of quiet headspace where I can step outside with my cup of coffee, I whip out my phone, I do a quick Google, new apps, popular apps, dangerous predators, teenager apps, simple keywords that would easily come to mind, they're common sense. And within my coffee and my quiet headspace, I can learn what is the new one, why are they using it, what are the risks. Then I'll go and talk to my kid and say, are you using this one? Let me see it. How do you use it? Let's make sure it's safe. And that's how I keep up. Google on my phone when I get my 5 to 10 minutes of quiet headspace. Yeah.
What features are there safety-wise built into some apps that perhaps parents can track or keep a hold of when to check the age and the actual legitimacy of the person that may be following them or they're following?
Okay, so how do we determine who they're speaking with?
Yeah.
So on most of them, you'll find there's a bio page. It'll be a username. There'll probably be an age, a gender. There might be a hometown. And from that, it's hard to tell if they know them or not. The best way really is to say, who is this? How do you know them? Where did you meet? And if you hear things like, well, I've been playing Fortnite with them for 5 months.
Right.
Gone.
Right.
That happened in my house. My son plays Fortnite, and I found he had 13 friends. I go, who are they? Well, they're really good gamers, Dad, so it's cool because they friended me. I go, okay, let's see. Who do you know? Do you know them? Well, yeah, from the game. Gone, gone, gone. Two of them, it turned out, he knew from school.
So only people that your kid actually knows.
Yes.
So not anybody from other cities or other provinces or other countries. They don't get to connect with those people.
Even if they live in Belleville, but they don't know them in person, like in real life, they're not going to be on my child's follow-up.
Yeah, and the key word there is children, right? I mean, they're 20 or 25. I guess that's pretty tough to say, hey, you're not playing with Bobby from Boston, you know what I mean?
That's one thing. They can pretend to be 12 when they're 40. The other thing a lot of the time is they won't mask their age. So as we've talked in our past, I'm pretty good at making them think I'm one of them and coaxing out of them tricks that they're using.
Can you explain to our audience this morning how quickly, like a couple of weeks ago, was it last week, we had a story of a 55-year-old guy from Shannonville was involved in this, was it nationwide or just in Ontario? There was a big sting.
Yes.
Where the cops came, you know, they get these predominantly men online luring young girls in. How quickly does that happen, and how do they pretend to be somebody that they're not, and the girl gets attracted to them?
Well, they tend to, what they'll do is they'll study how they talk online, like our kids. How do they use emojis? What terminology? What are the abbreviations they use? They will observe and begin to mimic how they behave online in order to convince that person they really are of that age. And that takes actually quite a bit of effort. It's how to determine.
Go ahead.
So they learn it from observing the kids. And now the other thing that happens is they won't pretend to be a girl when they're a boy. They'll say they're 41 and their name's Matt. They'll try to normalize the fact that Matt's messaging a 12-year-old boy or girl online. Here's a simple, this one is a gold standard. I use it all the time now. If it isn't normal in real life, don't fall into a false insecurity and make it normal offline. You go to a school and you say to 12-year-old Orlena, if you're walking home from school and I came over to you and said, you know, I'm 41 and you're 11. You're so pretty. Can I have a picture of you? Do you want to come over to my place and hang out tonight? Just you and me. No one needs to know about it. Do you have a boyfriend? What kind of guys do you like? Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions about dating? I can help you with those. The girls look me right in the eye and go, I would run stone cold. I go, okay, why do you do it online? Mm-hmm. And by the stats or the math, Belleville's a safe community. We live in a safe country in a safe area. Mm-hmm. The odds of there being a dangerous guy out there on the street aren't that high. However, online, there's 4 billion people. Wow. And the FBI estimates a minimum 1 million predatory adults active anytime you go online. So by the math, it's actually safer to do those things offline. Not that I want the kids to do that. Don't get me wrong. But it's a rethink, I call it.
We'll be back in moments here.